The North Dakota Public Service Commission has scheduled a formal hearing on Energy Transfer Partners' plan to double the capacity of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The pipeline capacity would go from 500,000 barrels a day to 1.1 million barrels of oil a day. The company plans to do that by adding 5 compressors. They would be built in Emmons County, and that's why the hearing will be held in Linton, November 13th. The commission received a number of comments asking for the formal hearing. Commissioner Randy Christman weighed in on what the hearing will not be about.
It's not a hearing on anything other than the application. So it's not about whether fossil fuels should be used in on Earth or all these extraneous things. The hearing is going to be about the application.
Commission Chairman Brian Crosius says if the PSC decided not to hold a formal hearing, that decision would have probably ended up in the courts.
And then that takes approximately 5 to 6 or months or longer to go through the court system, who would have likely ruled that you need to have a hearing. So from a practical standpoint, we were going to wind up in a hearing situation regardless.
The hearing will be held in the Emmons County Courthouse Auditorium. Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchek says the space will hold around 200 people. And Fedorchek says, if warranted, security measures will be implemented.
They have metal detectors that can be used and will be used if they law enforcement deem it necessary. Mm-hmm. The access can be limited. There's security cameras available on the site all the time in all the rooms, in the hallways, in the periphery of the building. And so, yes, this is probably the best location from that standpoint as well.
Construction of the pipeline underneath the Missouri and north of the Standing Rock Reservation was the subject of a huge protest in 2016 and 2017. It spurred the state to increase security and install metal detectors at the entrance to the state capitol in Bismarck. PSC Chairman Brian Crosius says he's hoping extra measures will not be needed.
I really do hope it's a reasonable discussion. It would be far more productive in terms of the hearing process itself if that occurs.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.